when you're in high school, everybody's going in, you know, the girls twerking in the room here, and then you might go upstairs and there might be five guys and one girl from the fucking basketball team, and she's like the basketball trainer or water girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
You never know. And I think, you know, that would be considered a train in the black culture.
For sure. Yeah.
And that's also considered gay.
Well, I mean, it,
by me,
I've never participated. I've just been at a party, and maybe, you know, in high school, you might see walking to a room. Okay.
You've seen the train station.
Yeah.
You walked by.
Yeah. or you just hear about it at school. You go back to school the next day and they be like, oh yeah, we ran a train on so and so.
Yeah.
You just never, you know, you never know. It depends on the situation. But yeah, that's the black train.
It's the same idea though. It's like, let's just all get
Were you at any of the Diddy parties or did you miss that?
What the fuck and where did that come from? How did that? Of all questions.
When did you miss that train?
How did that come?
Don't mind if I do.
That train might have left the station,
train took
but you
off
were
from
right
the station.
There.
Yeah,
you
that
were
train,
right there to get on
that. That train took off from the station for sure.
You were close.
Yeah. No, I wasn't at that train station.
You left early?
No, that was down the street from me. I wasn't there. No.
Did you ever meet Diddy?
Yo, what the fuck?
You ever been to one of Diddy parties?
Yeah, I've been in attendance.
Do you have fun?
I have fun. Yeah, I mean, it was a party. I wouldn't at one of them parties.
Please say that,
bro. Yeah, I forgot you.
He's
actually
like, yo,
might have.
I've seen pictures with you there. Yo, what's the look you gave me? That's the look of somebody who's like, well, I got cold hard facts. I've seen you with the guy, you know. Nah.
Damn.
Never been to that train station though. No,
good for you.
Hey, that's good. Having nobody has goals. Apparently.
Yeah, everyone has.
I was relieved to learn that nobody was at the party.
I've been relieved.
We did it. We did it. There are no after parties. After parties have been ruined. You guys, you picked out on the after parties, and now we're not allowed to have them anymore.
Thank you. Turns out no one was there. Everybody I've asked says, no, I was not there.
Well, everyone pushes the time back. Like, yeah, I always left at 2 a.m. At 3 a.m., everyone busted their dicks out. It's like,
wasn't
how
Denzel,
do you know?
Wasn't Denzel saying that?
Yeah.
Denzel was like, no, I got out of there.
I think Denzel was there whispering like cool Bible quotes to people. Like, the devil gets close to you when they're most successful.
That would fuck you up.
And they're both getting their dicks sucked.
Yeah,
dick.
He said that,
sucked.
About the, I think it was the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that was Diddy's house he said that at.
No, probably not, but...
What the fuck, about man? This dude be having cold hard facts, but mixes up the story.
I'm a storyteller.
Denzel, that would fuck you up. You're on ecstasy at a Diddy party.
Fuck.
Denzel Washington comes up and whispers a
training days you.
Quote.
Training days you.
Oh, shit.
These guys are sick, man. Seriously.
The Diddy party. Who God. Was there at least one guy?
Who was at the Diddy party?
Yo, guys. Yo, what the fuck, man?
Just tell
us. I see. It was like a back-to-back. Y'all are running a train on questions here.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Woo, baby. All right. Here we are.
We'll put an ad there.
Oh, sorry.
We'll be back.
Sorry about that. I shit my pants.
Oh, man.
Damn, Drewski, you are the man.
So what else is going on?
Nah, fuck out of here, man. We're not going to flip it like that.
Nah, you're the man.
We're not just going to throw that shit around, say that, and then be like, oh, man, you're the man, bro. Nah, we're not cutting from that and coming there. Fuck out of here. We're not going to cut.
What a cool story you just told us.
What a cool story you told us, man. You the man, bro.
Make sure you edit that
out.
Like,
that's worse than having it actually in there.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Nah.
The Wild Wild West.
I don't know, man.
There was the court testimony of that one producer who got, like, led along, and he said, like, he would try to, like, mix tracks, and Diddy would just fucking scoop his balls. Like, he said that in court. That's what he claimed. That's legal document. That's,
but we've also talked
that's neither
about
here
that.
Nor that's there. That's fun. I that's know guys nothing about that. Yeah,
scooping no, balls
I
is wasn't. Fun.
That's yeah. guys having fun. I
that
agree.
Could also have been Diddy. Might have been. He might have liked horseplay. And sometimes people take that the wrong way.
That's true.
That's not horseplay, by the way. That's
I will
that's
say
not, that's not a nut check. Nut check is like a quick yeah. fap. It's not.
You don't ever walk up behind your boys and go. Mm-hmm.
Nah, can't wait man. To party this, with you later.
Yeah, this is getting out of hand.
You this is, go behind
this
them
is
and
getting
go,
out of hand. Oh man,
you're a good girl.
Nah,
you're,
a good
girl. You're a good girl.
Oh fuck,
yeah, this probably isn't good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, this now is, we're back.
Yeah, we had to scratch all this shit.
No, it's fun stuff.
Huh?
No, it's good.
It's fun stuff. We definitely can take out.
This is fun stuff.
It's fun stuff. You can, you'll be all right.
There are serious allegations against him, but yeah, I would never.
Yeah, yeah, no.
He's yeah. a innocent until proven guilty in my book. So we'll see what happens.
Why are you looking at me after saying that? Like, just look at the fucking camera and say, don't look at me.
Dude.
Yo, bros, look at me and say, hey, here's what it is, right?
Rule one of filming. I'm not going to.
You get it. You know it. It is what it is, man.
I think you've done a good job. I don't think you've said
it,
anything
bro.
Wrong. Matt, on the other hand, you have some explaining to do. Fucked.
What did I do?
He's fucked, man.
I'm just trying to move the conversation.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Good shifting, though. Good shifting.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought my drone show was going to be a topic for a while, and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, well.
I couldn't get into that. Like I mean, it was sick. You saw it, but
I
kept hearing
it. I was so excited.
I kept hearing about it on the news, and I was just like, it was like the Chinese spy balloon. I was just
like, y'all change these mic covers? I'm smelling
every
something
time.
On these.
Every time.
Every time for sure.
Yeah.
No, never.
I don't think
that's crazy. Smells. Mine doesn't smell.
Mine doesn't smell either.
Yeah,
sure.
It might just be.
But we should
might
probably
just be the house smell.
Could be.
We you know why people's houses have that different smell.
They do have different smells. I'm glad you said different instead of bad.
It's not all the same.
Yeah. Although this particular
but it is
house
a certain
does
smell.
Smell bad.
Y'all have dogs? Yeah. Y'all got dogs?
No dogs. That's
I,
just white.
I dogs. That could have been in my house for a while.
Yeah, there's no dog here. Cat? Nothing?
Nothing.
It's just smelling. It's like an aroma. I don't know. It's a certain one. I don't know. Fuck it. Yeah, nah. Maybe just, yeah, that might just be for different people that's been here on the podcast.
Yeah.
How many people have y'all had on the podcast?
Not that many.
Okay. Yeah, that just might be the house, huh?
It's the house.
Yeah, okay.
But there's some sewage issues with the front half, and the house does occasionally smell like shit.
Okay.
Yeah, all it's right. kind of fucked up.
And I keep trying to get it fixed, and
is
for some
really
reason,
though?
Plumbers don't believe me. I go, bro, I swear to God, the house smells like shit. And then it never
no,
smells.
I didn't smell that bad. I don't smell that. It's just like a it's like a
you were being
like
racist against whites.
No, I wasn't at
you
all.
Did.
No,
you
no,
said
no,
you
no,
did
no,
the
no,
whole
no.
white people smell
no,
like
no,
dogs.
No, I don't want to say that.
You did
because
do the white people
said,
smell
no,
like
I,
dogs.
It's just no. I felt like a pet has been in here off of the mic smell. It's not necessarily everything.
And it's wet dogs, to be specific.
Okay.
White people
smell like
wet
dogs.
Yeah,
I never thought that.
No, I've heard that.
I thought you guys had pets.
I do. I have two dogs. So could be them. Or it could just be, you know.
Could just be the whites.
Yeah, let's wrap this
So up. You're doing this is the white part of your press tour, and you're going to come in and say we stink like dogs?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, I don't. No. The mics definitely have a smell, but I don't think the house.
Does your mic smell like a wet dog?
I can't smell
mine
it.
Mine doesn't smell like it.
That's
yeah,
why, that's we why can't I smell.
Fox can't smell his own hole, you know?
Smell his.
Nah, yeah.
Smell his. Let's trade.
Oh, yeah. This one does smell a little.
Yeah, I said it is. Yours actually smells like a regular mic.
Yeah,
this is totally scentless as well.
Oh, do we give him the butt mic?
The what? The what?
Oh, the blue one's supposed to be for the... Oh, you got the butt mic. I couldn't imagine doing the show without Matt. He makes work a blast.
Or I couldn't imagine what a rough day would look like without my partner.
That Matt just has a way of cheering me up when I'm feeling down.
Oh.
See what I mean, though? That's that brings me great joy. That's we record farts on this podcast and we fart into.
No, I'm kidding.
If somebody has to fart, we. No,
he's
joking,
kidding. He's kidding. He's,
never,
kidding. He's kidding.
I would never do that.
That'd be crazy. That would be real. I mean,
Brett Cobb, you said y'all give him the butt mic.
You would have every reason to be very, very upset.
That'd be so disrespectful.
Yeah. Nah, that's weird.
That'd be so disrespectful. But no, we've
no nah, man. Y'all are doing a lot of amazing shit.
We're there.
I saw one of the it was this black guy there doing an MLK speech.
Oh yeah, and Trump's behind him, kind of fucking laughing.
If you're a brother in America, he really, that guy set us back right there. I don't know what. I don't know what he even put that accent on for. I don't know why. Yeah, it was a lot, man.
So he hit like the old preacher
he
accent.
Just really just, it's like, damn, bro.
What was he doing? He's like, we will have Panama one day. Yeah,
well, you don't do it. You're not allowed to do it. Let's leave it alone, man. Let's leave it alone. Just fuck it. Because after he started.
That was just for clarification.
Nah, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right when you went to go and do that.
That's how we both naturally talk. This is our radio voice right now.
We've been code switching this whole
time. Whenever we talk, we're like, yeah, I'd like some Chipotle. Could I get chicken bowl with rice? And he says, yeah, no problem, Shane.
One day the portions will be bigger. This is some bullshit.
This is just how we talk normally.
The brand risk right here.
This is not a brand risk.
We have a cease and desist letter. this is getting bad.
Nah.
Our lawyers are countered back with white boys crazy.
White boys crazy.
Damn, Juicy, you're the man.
The younger brother's the one. Just beat the fuck out of Mike Tyson.
So unnecessary.
That was
so
too,
bad.
That was sad, man.
Yeah.
They had Mike like butt naked in the locker room, just getting prepared.
I think that was Mike.
Yeah.
I think Mike was doing that.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had Mike really tweaking out.
Yeah, true.
But that might have just been, I think that's from other fights though, man. I think he's got a form of CTE for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people with functional CTE. There's CTE that you can notice off bat, but then there's like the functional kind.
Yeah.
That like you could say wild shit and get away with it a little bit. Yeah.
It's like
Mike
AIDS.
Tyson is one of them. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you have enough money.
Yeah.
You can just ride
and
it
eventually
out.
It like spreads AIDS. And spreads until. Yeah.
You just give it to all your girlfriends and punch them in the head.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know about that.
I
don't think you spread it like that. I think it spreads through the brain.
It does, yeah. That's actually a decent point.
CTE does kind of spread.
Nah,
he's got a point.
Yeah.
They got it from somebody who probably had CTE, too.
Who's some functional CTE people that you feel like have functional CTE?
I think it's probably just most former NFL guys.
Yeah. Anytime they flash to a UFC fighter, one of those things.
Some of the fighters have it, too.
Oh, the old UFC fighters.
Yeah, they're wrecked.
Real old. Yeah.
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 It's got to be kind of sick to just be like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm just going to get my bell rang and just rock with CTE for a while. Once you get over the fear, it's got to be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Gamble whenever you feel like it. Fucking smash everything in your house.
Yo, those gamble companies, they'll be on you too. They'll be looking for those people. You've been seeing that. You know about Bob Minnery?
I know of him.
He's been promoting the fuck out of some gamble company.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. They got him by the balls, man. He's just promoting. He usually does shit with like Nelk Boys.
Okay.
And different shit around that. But I don't know the name of the company, but it is funny, man. He'll do a promotion and then take it down in like an hour. He'd be like, if you want to win free tickets, come out to a game with me and just have this all the shit you got to do. And then he'd be like, fuck those people. I'm not doing this shit no more. This company is such. You're like, what the fuck just happened, bro? You got all these people signed up in an hour. And he's like, if you guys signed up, I'm sorry. Tomorrow we'll do a different one. I'm like, yo, this is the worst business I've ever seen in my life. But you know, those companies, they just like, they got money, man.
Dude, tons of money. Wild out here, apparently, man. They've been like killing it harder than anyone can imagine. Like billions of dollars out of the state of New Jersey alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sagar and Jetty's big on that. The guy from Breaking Points was hipping me to the stats, and they're not good.
We never had betting like this.
I know.
You had to go to Atlantic City or
I don't think they were able to promote it back in the
day. Yeah, it was illegal.
Yeah.
They just made it legal, and now every single person gambles.
Well, after LeBron James started doing commercials, like fuck.
Was he?
Yeah. He does one right now with Kevin Hart, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Damn, his deal just ended with China. Now he's doing gambling.
I was mad at LeBron during the national title.
Why? Oh, he was Ohio.
He was in the box.
Oh yeah. He had to know, put a crown on his own head.
You
knew Notre Dame wasn't going to win that.
I didn't think Notre Dame was going to win, but
yeah.
First drive looked
great.
Good
season. First try was great.
I did.
I'm not supposed to.
Well, that might have been the reason right there. That shit didn't happen. For
what
you.
Happened?
No, just met the boys in the morning, gave them a little.
How'd that go?
First, it was incredible. Boys,
I think
like
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Okay. Like okay, okay.
I think they want me to kind of.
True.
But no, that was awesome. Mm. Yeah.